Hello and welcome to Three from the Seven, Relix's new weekly news podcast chronicling three of our biggest news stories from the last 7 days. My name is Rafaela Kenny Sincada. I am the assistant editor at Relix Magazine, and I am joined here by my friend, the legend, bassist extraordinaire, Karina Reichman. Karina, how are you?
I'm so good, Raf. How's it going on this fine Monday morning?
It's definitely a Monday, I'll say that. But when you are listening, dear listener, it will be Wednesday in the middle of your week. I just came back from Dome Fest last night, hanging out with those pigeons playing ping pong boys. And you've done a bit of traveling this week as well, so we have a lot to talk about.
It's true. Yeah, I feel we've been everywhere. It's been great.
So trace the map for me. Where have you been this last week, Karina?
I played actually my first ever out-of-town shows with my own band. And we started in Boston last Thursday, and then we went up to Burlington, Vermont. And then we played Saturday night in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And every show was better than the last, kind of, you know? It just ramped up. It was so great. And, you know, it's unbelievable that, you know, we sold like 233 tickets in Burlington. That's insane. What even is that? Like, you know.
At the historic Nectars, no
less. Historic Nectars. And shout out to all three opening bands every night, because we shared every band's gear every night. So Lucid Lynx in Boston, thank you so much. Kudu Stooge in Vermont, thank you so much. And Jaw Jams in Portsmouth, thank you so much for making this really kind of much easier on us. And, you know, we were touring out of my guitar player, Adam November's Honda Pilot. Four people in a Honda Pilot plus, you know, guitars and basses and pedal boards and merch and suitcases. And we, you know, we somehow managed to laugh our way through the Northeast. So
was that sharing of gear out of necessity, like you forgot something, or out of love just because you guys were...
Well, out of, you know, a Honda Pilot, it's kind of tough to stick an entire drum set, a bass rig, and a guitar amp, plus everything I just mentioned. So it was really... economical touring. And out of, yeah, so call it necessity, call it what you will, but just trying to do everything, you know, it's tough when you're a band just starting out and, like, you know, have no business doing this. So, you know, trying to get it all together and in the most intelligent and economical way that we could. And that was kind of, you know, tour manager Karina. We joked, you know, how I was both bass player Karina and TM Karina. So I set up all of our lodging and, you know, scheduling and day of show schedule and everything, and gear share included and all that.
So that means you wrote the rider and fulfilled the rider.
I did both. And
green M&Ms, it was all you.
Totally. We had a joke about hummus peeled and lidded, meaning you peel off the plastic, you put the lid back on, and then you put it in the fridge. So, you know, bass player Karina walks in the club like, yeah, what's up? How we chilling? Yo, yo, yo. Just totally, like, you know, lackadaisical Karina. And then TM Karina's like, oh, hey there. You know, if we could have the hummus peeled and lidded upon arrival, that would be great. And if we can get 12 PBRs to go for my LD, he likes to drink them when we get back to the hotel, that'd be great. And by the way, it's Karina, not Katrina. So if you could amend that on the chalkboard outside, that would be just great. Thanks so much.
Oh my God.
It's a great
Just another day in the life. And although it feels like a lifetime ago, I did see you last week at the Relix Live Music Conference.
Yes, that was the best of times. It really was. It feels, shall we say, like 10 years ago, Raph. It really does. But it was really just a mere 6 days ago.
Yes. A very enlightening 2 days. I made my stage debut at the Brooklyn Bowl.
Yes.
Jed Hilly of the Americana Music Association. So that was really cool.
That's amazing.
Got to feel like a rock star myself. A whole new perspective of Brooklyn Bowl standing on stage.
How'd you feel? You feel good?
I felt good. I felt great. I mean, I got showed up by Andy Frasco later that night and showed up by you for winning the We Be Spelling Bee to raise money for Headcount. Karina was the victor. I can't remember. What was the word that you won with?
Oh, man. You know what? It just hit me. You're on a podcast with a champion, Rat.
Oh, yeah, I am. In constant awe.
I totally forgot. It's been so long since then. But yes, I did win the spelling bee. Holy fuck, that was crazy shit. My winning word was scurrilous. Scurrilous, I believe. But honestly, like, it came down to me and Tom Russell at the end, and he got a crazy ass word that nobody knew what it meant. I forget what it was. I would have been out on the first letter, you know, so it kind of just came down to chance. That it's the cards you're dealt, the words you're given, And yeah, I was out there. It was really a great, great experience and a really fun time. And I think we raised a shit ton of money for headcount. And that makes me delighted because I believe in headcount. I believe in Andy Bernstein. I believe in voting. I believe in signing jam band hippie kids up to vote at hippie festivals and, you know, concerts around the country. I'm way about it. I'm way, way in. So
hell yeah, I believe they raised $40,000 for headcount.
Raph with the number, my girl.
Doing my job. That's just doing my job, Karina.
There we go. I preferred the metrics, you know, shit ton and fuckload. No, I'm sorry. I'll behave. But yeah, it was a really wonderful time. Andy Frasco killing it as the live house band for the Spelling Bee. That was super fun. Everything was super fun again.
Absolutely. It's been a wild week. And none more wild than in the music world and in the jam scene. Festival season is just cooking up. We are going to touch on three of our biggest stories from the last 7 days, all pulled straight from our Daily 7 newsletter. You can sign up for the Relics Daily 7 at relics.com/daily. Get a little bit of jam in your email inbox. Our first story of the day actually happened literally within the last few hours, I believe. Joe Russo surprised us with a brand new solo record. Karina, first reactions.
Boom. I mean, stoked, wildly stoked, you know? I feel like we've all been hurting for a Joey solo record, you know? And it's so awesome. I listened to the first three tracks on the way here, and I was delighted. And, you know, unsurprisingly, you know, mm-hmm. guy has an amazing capacity for, you know, music in all of its forms. And I was loving just these ethereal vibes as I was walking down the street and, you know, with elements of so many different things. Of course, you know, there's Benevento Russo duo in there because it's half Joey. But I got like a real kind of Delicate Steve vibe on, I feel like it was track three, which I think is called Molly in It. Ani, which is the namesakes of his dog and daughter, respectively. And I was really enjoying it. I can't wait to listen to the rest. What are you got first impressions?
Yeah, we listen to it here in the office through our big speakers, which is always a delight because we have a killer sound system here at Relics headquarters. I really liked the opening track. I found it super dark and brooding and almost like David Lynch vibes, which I always enjoy. And then there was another track, which I believe is the one you just mentioned, that was kind of like 8-bit, Animal Collective-y. Joe Russo just continues to surprise me because I think for a lot of people, they might know him kind of through Joe Russo's Almost Dead, but his, you know, sonic range goes so much deeper than that. And he, through Benevento Russo duo, through his work with Spangle, he can really create really out there sounds. And I can't wait to let this record fully marinate in my brain and listen to it a few more times.
Likewise. And I'm so happy, you know, he did that because, you know, it really... It says something when you know, he's struck gold with J-Rad and it's, you know, a touring juggernaut and making crazy money and like doing just insane, playing to so many people every night, you know what I mean? And then, you know, to drop, you know, he's a real creator. Of course he is. But like, it's so wonderful that he put something out under his own name and it's original music and that it's so much easier to not, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? It's easy to be complacent and just be like, oh yeah, I'm in a super successful touring band. Here we go. Awesome. And then, you know, not push yourself. And he obviously, you know, has a thirst to do so, as, you know, most of us do. But he really dropped something on us today. Absolutely. And that is rad. And I'm super stoked to dig in. I really am.
Absolutely.
Go, Joey. Go, Joey.
Go, Joe, go. Check out his new record. I cannot pronounce the name of it. And I think that's the point. Google it. It's on all streaming platforms. Go, Joe, go.
Woo!
Speaking of awesome esoteric people in our scene, David Byrne announced that his American Utopia record will be turned into a Broadway run, which I'm super excited for. I saw David Byrne do this tour, I believe, last summer at Forest Hills. And I don't know, anything Talking Heads, anything David Byrne, I'm 1,000% down for. Plus, let's bring a little like weird, you know, art rock to Broadway. Why the hell not?
I love it. This is amazing news. I know not to compare the two, but you know, recent events, Morrissey on Broadway. I went last week, I believe, or maybe the week before. I don't quite remember, but it was spectacular. And I just love that we're getting kind of this sort of thing in the theater, shall we say. It's a wonderful thing. And I too, you know, I feel like you, me, and everybody we've ever met in our lives, Talking Heads, kind of the, you know, the crown jewel of music. What
yeah,
can you
absolutely.
Say? I haven't met anybody who doesn't like the Talking Heads, because if you don't, you're probably a cop, and fuck you. sorry, but, you know, come on. The Talking Heads, man. David Byrne. burn. Holy shit. So we're going to be delighted by that, I think. You know, awesome. I can't wait to go.
It's going to hit New York City's Hudson Theater starting October 4th with an official opening night on October 20th. You know how they do that soft open and all that jazz. Running through January 19th, 2020. So you have a few months if you live in New York. Prior to the Broadway residency, Byrne and company are going to play 18 shows at Boston's Emerson Colonial Theater from September 11th through September 28th. I think it's a great opportunity for people who didn't get to catch the tour the first time around to see it in like these beautiful theaters. The album American Utopia was released last March 9th, 2018. If you haven't seen the tour, it's super interesting, right?
I mean, it's incredible.
Freestanding instruments, clothing that's all matching. It's very David Byrne. It's very Talking Heads. It's very Stop Making Sense.
It's very theatrical, shall you say, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And David Byrne got to say a little bit about it. He mentioned that people asked if he will be jumping into a town car after each performance. And he kind of said that he will definitely be riding his bicycle. People who live in New York know that you can sometimes catch David Byrne on his bike zipping around town.
And totally. Honestly, you know, if you were to pick, you know, an iconic musician to have a Broadway show, that would be at the top of my list for sure. But I feel like I would not be alone in that. So
no doubt. When you saw Morrissey, were people sitting? Were people standing?
Standing, raging, rage. It was honestly such an engaging, you know, show. And it was amazing. It was just like seeing, you know, a Morrissey concert, but in a beautiful, you know, Broadway theater where you got a playbill upon entering, you know?
Yeah, I feel like this is almost the Bruce Springsteen effect, where Springsteen just did that Broadway show and really like blew a lot of people out of the water. And I think a lot of people like Morrissey and David Byrne are seeing it as an opportunity. I mean, EGOTs are on the table. Who knows?
Amen. EGOT.
For those who are unfamiliar, that's Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. And if anybody deserves an EGOT, I think it's our boy David Byrne.
I'm all about it.
And Karina, you want to intro our third story of the week?
Yes, ma'am. Let's do it. Let's see. Tedeschi Trucks play Signs tracks for Jimmy Kimmel Live, Raph.
Yes. Got to see TTB on network TV. Always super cool. I feel like it's when you're like hometown team gets a little extra notice on television. It's always super cool when bands from the jam scene get to be on TV for real. And I feel like people who aren't familiar with Tedeschi Trucks maybe got to see and become fans of this amazing band.
And that, you know, couldn't make me any happier. I feel like, you know, in the last few years, TTB's rise to prominence, you know, has just been so extreme. And now I'm walking into coffee shops and all these weird towns that I'm playing in, and it's like, boom, TTB's on the radio. I don't know. Like, it's been a TTB inception for me personally, and that's so awesome. And I couldn't agree more. It's like really seeing the home team win. And of course, television is the next frontier, you know? So it's amazing to see our boy and our girl and the beautiful band that they surround themselves with just crushing it. It's awesome.
Yeah, and it's cool because it aired last week on, I believe, May 15th. And the day prior, they had been nominated for Best Duo Group of the Year by the Americana Music Honors and Awards. They played the song Shame, which personally is my favorite song off the new record. And they also played a batch of other stuff kind of off air. So if you go on YouTube on the Jimmy Kimmel channel, you can see the televised performance of Shame, as well as like a 25-minute pro shot Tedeschi Trucks set that they just played for Kimmel's audience. The thing I really like about Kimmel particularly is that instead of a studio performance like Colbert will do or Fallon will do, Kimmel's stage is outdoors. So it's this big kind of outdoor show, bigger crowds, more energy. And obviously Tedeschi Trucks Band is going to thrive whenever there's a bunch of people in front of them.
Right. As we all would, you know, it's hard to phone it in when there's not the people giving it back to you. So it's super, super rad. And TTB has a super packed schedule. Have we seen this? They're going to Japan this June for
Insane.
A tour, which is sweet. Then US tour, including two nights at Red Rocks. And we'd be remiss not to mention their lock-in schedule. We have Derek with the Trey Anastasio band, Tedeschi Trucks Band with Trey, and Susan with Bob and the Wolf Bros.
It's crazy. Lock-in this year is going to be insane, especially if you're a TTB fan. You know that it's all about those interlocking sets, people doing really cool stuff. And I mean, Karina, you and I both love Fish. You and I both love Tedeschi Trucks Band. It's the place to be this summer, I think.
I think you might be right, you know?
Yeah, not to mention that TTB, after lock-in, late September, early October, are doing their traditional Beacon Theater run, which is always going to be an amazing time.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, for me doing those, it's like, you know, hearkening back to a time where I'd go as a high schooler to every night of the Allman Brothers at the Beacon and just, you know, drooling over Derek and Warren trading licks. But now you get Derek and Susan trading licks, and it kind of channels a similar, of course, but different, but similar feeling in my heart. So, you know, it's really, it's a great thing. And I'm always so stoked to catch those shows.
So if you're at the Beacon Theater and you see Karina Reichman,
I'm crying, I'm drooling, I'm catatonic. Somebody help my sister out. I'm just going to be on the floor. Pick me up. You know, if they play Whip and Post, you know, your girl's going to be in tears.
Oh yeah. I think some Allman covers are definitely in the mix. Undoubtedly. Last time I was at the Beacon was for Green Sky Bluegrass, and you know, it was their Beacon Theater debut, and you know, they closed the night with Midnight Rider. Amazing. The ghosts and the spirits that fly around that room are absolutely unreal.
And wait, hold on. Wait, I was just like, when the hell was my last time? I don't think this was my, oh God. Oh yeah. I was just there for Nick Mason's Pink Floyd thing. That was super rad. But before that was
Roger Waters set in,
yes,
right?
It was the dopest time ever. But I do recall a couple times before that, sometime this year, I went to go see the Revivalists, who also encored with Whipping Post. So, you know, when you play the Beacon, it's a good move. Just channel the Almonds, a little Dwayne, a little Dickie, a little of this, a little of that.
Peeking at the Beacon.
That's what they say.
You got to be peeking at the Beacon.
Oh, good times, Raph. Good times.
Absolutely. And there's our third story. Although before we depart you, dear listener, we're going to do our weekly shout out. It gives us an opportunity for our friends in the music scene to give us a little heads up about what they're doing. And let's see who we have this week.
Oh.
This is Brando from CashorTrade.org. The world's only social network where you can buy, sell, and trade tickets for face value and avoid scalping. You are listening to 3 from the 7. Embrace the face.
Awesome. Thank you to Brando from Cash or Trade for giving us a little shout out. Cash or Trade are out there literally doing God's work and making sure you don't pay too much for tickets. Karina, are you a Cash or Trade fan?
Big Cash or Trade fan. Big, huge. And they've been supporting all of my endeavors recently. So thank you for that, guys. Brando, Taylor, the whole nine. I love you guys. You are seriously doing God's work. And, you know, as you say, don't scalping and, you know, price and all that stuff is just, it ain't right.
It's a drag.
It
man.
Really ain't right. It's twisted. It's fucking twisted. So, you know, Cash or Trade, God bless you. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. Shout out to Cash or Trade. And Karina, I think we have reached the end of our road.
Oh, Raph, what are we going to do now? What are you doing? What's happening?
I believe I have a little bit more of a work day to do.
No.
I know.
Hookie. You and me, let's go. We'll go to the reservoir, Central Park. We'll take a dip.
Oh,
it's
man.
An 88 degree here, a degree day here in New York City, just so you know, guys. It's really kind of the first day where it's a scorcher, a modern day scorcher.
All
and
right.
It's really been wild to sit and chat with you today, Raph.
Absolutely. I know Karina and I have both had a wild, wild week. I hope you've had the same. And before I get out of here and completely shirk my responsibilities and go to Central Park with my co-host here.
Yes! Yes!
I just want to remind everybody to sign up for the Relics Daily 7 at relics.com/daily. Get all of the jam news in your email inbox. Also, if you want the best music magazine delivered straight to your door, subscribe to Relics Magazine at relics.com/subscribe. It's been an absolute pleasure spending these 20-ish minutes with you. To everyone who works at Relics, sorry if I disappear. I might take Karina up on her offer.
Yes! We're going in. Awesome. We're going to rent a boat, then we'll jump in. It's going to be the best of times.
It's going to be amazing. Picnic in the park. Everybody have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.